Immigrant children without legal status are now eligible for publicly funded health coverage in New Jersey. WNYC's Karen Yee reports as part of Governor Phil Murphy's plan to offer universal health care for children.
Surelis de Lima
getting a call from a family.
Works with newly arrived immigrant children. But when kids without legal status weren't eligible for insurance, basic medical care like required immunizations to start school could be costly. Affordable options often meant long wait times.
If you go to Newark, you might have a low-cost clinic that costs $120, but the wait list to get a physical there is probably 3 to 6 months, and that child needs that to be able to start school.
Now, as of January 1st, all children, regardless of immigration status, can apply for New Jersey Family Care. That's the state's Medicaid program and low-cost coverage option for children. De Lima says it's going to be a game changer.
This is amazing. This is huge.
About 16,000 children are newly eligible for coverage as New Jersey joins at least 9 other states in offering health care to kids, regardless of immigration status. Valerie Orellana works at the Reformed Church of Highland Park Affordable Housing Corporation with unaccompanied minors who sometimes have diabetes, tooth decay, or other chronic illnesses. Since they can't afford treatment, they rely on the emergency room or charity. But she says low-cost health coverage gives children and their families more options.
Just allowing them, like, hey, these are the doctors, these are the dentists, make the appointment.
Orellana says it'll relieve pressure on emergency rooms and on families struggling to find affordable care. Karen Yee, WNYC News.